I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Thursday, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. As Israel continues to face challenges, Israeli Christians are representing the gospel. Sasson Pakhtar is a youth pastor at Beit Hillel Congregation and a soldier in the Israeli Defense Forces. Pakhtar says his faith has opened surprising opportunities in the IDF.
They were like, "Are you a pastor? You're a Jewish guy. How does it work? How can you be a pastor?" And I said, "Yeah, well, I'm a Jew that I believe in Jesus, that he's the Messiah, he's the Christ, and he's the savior of the world." And from that on, it just developed to many, many different talks.
Pakhtar asks fellow believers to pray for Israeli Christians and gospel opportunities. Then for the last 40 years, God has been providing a way out of poverty for families in the Philippines. Tim Landis with Farms International praises God and explains.
The revolving loan program is small, interest-free loans given to people as capital to be able to start businesses. And once that loan is paid off within the program, then it gets revolved into a new loan.
A pastor named Jicky and his wife have creatively chosen to open a t-shirt printing shop and renovate a rental property.
They're able to provide a home and shelter for somebody while making income to help themselves, you know, feed their families, clothe themselves, and give back to local missions and local church as well.
There's a lot to praise God about in this story. Find your place at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.